This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You're curious about U.S. economic growth, I know. We will get our first peek at our third quarter on October the 29th, subject, of course, to revisions. As virus case counts rise in much of the world, one of the big indicators of the health of the global economy is reacting. Oil is what I'm talking about here. Questions about supply and demand and price were on the agenda at an OPEC meeting today, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The world economy has been recovering in recent months, but now COVID cases are rising in places that happen to use a lot of oil, like India, Brazil, and the U.S. Herman Wang follows OPEC at S&P Global Platts.
Cases are surging, and a lot of governments are imposing lockdown measures again, reimposing those, and so that's going to have an impact on energy demand.
That's keeping prices down. The average pump price in the U.S. today is $2.15 a gallon and falling. Still, a next round of COVID might not crush gas use the way it did in the spring, says Jacques Rousseau at Clearview Energy Partners.
People feel safe in their cars, that they have that level under control in terms of the circle of people, you know, much more confident in driving in their cars versus getting on a plane or a train.
The bigger fear for oil producers is people don't want to fly. The group known as OPEC Plus, a bloc of exporters including Russia, is scheduled to loosen supply in January, but now it's not so sure. The Saudi energy minister, Prince Abdulaziz, says the group will do what it can to keep prices from falling. And consultant Sarah Vakshuri at SVB Energy says the minister's audience is not just traders, it's algorithms, big data programs that follow keywords and crank out price forecasts.
So Prince Abdulaziz is talking not only to me and you and traders in the market, he is also talking to a computer.
He wants them all to get the message that crude prices will be going up. OPEC's next full meeting is in 6 weeks. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.